really been a long day. The water is so nice. Every time I come in the spring, it feels like I've never ever been as comfortable before in my life. What are you doing here? It's the spring's off season. I didn't think anyone else was gonna be here. At least my mom said no one else was. Okay, it's fine. I'll leave you to it then. I'll just come in another time. No, really, I wouldn't want to interrupt your relaxation. I mean, you are a guest here, and never mind. I just good night. Huh? Am I a guest here too? Well, not really. My parents actually run the place. Well, I guess my grandparents technically own and run it themselves, but they're pretty close to retirement, so my mom's been taking over most of the business side of things. So I basically live here when school's not in. And right now it's the off season, so I figured I'd be safe to just. Well, at least it's someone I know. More or less, I mean, we're in the same class, so. You won't tell anyone that my family works here, right? I don't want people to think that this can be just their high school hangout zone. It's my special place, especially around this time of year. Or at least normally it is. Why are you here? And how come my mom didn't tell me that someone was staying? Oh, I see. Yeah, I guess if you arrived after dinner, then she wouldn't have known earlier when I asked. That's fine. It's fine. Really, I don't want you to feel bad. It's my fault for making a big deal out of it. I mean, the hot springs are meant for people to share. It should be okay. And there's all sorts of mist swirling around, so it's not like we have to be awkward around each other, right? Anyway, I'm sorry to hear that you were caught in a storm, but it's almost like this place is magical. The weather doesn't affect us. Even in winter, this is a sanctuary. Ever since I was little, I like to imagine that this was another world where I was safe from everything and everyone, and I could be whoever I wanted. Maybe it's silly, but I always like to pretend I was a mermaid, swimming through the hot water. Not that it's super deep, or really all that spacious to begin with. It's not the biggest spring out there. But when it's just you, it's enough. I hope that you're warming up and relaxing. That's what this place is made for, after all. My whole family's really big on relaxation and comfort. Both just during your everyday life and with who you are as a person. And unfortunately, I don't really have either of those things. You've probably noticed in class, but I don't really have friends. and people are nice to me. I just don't know how to be friendly, I guess. I get too nervous and then don't know what to say. And when they ask me if I want to hang out or visit them or get food, I freak out. I'm like, what if I go and then I do something wrong? And then they hate me forever. And then they tell everyone else. And then I never get another opportunity to make friends. And so I just keep turning them down. Even though all that means is I'm ruining every opportunity to make friends in the first place. Sorry to ramble to you. I guess I've just been holding it in for a while. It's too embarrassing to tell my parents. They're so good with people, and they're so happy with themselves and their lives that I really wouldn't want to worry them with my own problems. And for some reason, I feel like I can talk to you. You're really happy to listen? Thank you. It means a lot. I have all sorts of aspirations, I guess. The biggest one is to just have friends. Friends that want to hang out and invite me to go do karaoke or go bowling. Eat at noodle shops together, get crepes and ice cream. Things that kids always talk about doing, and I just listen and wonder what it would be like to be one of them. Do you know what it's like to go out and do those things? Would you, want to do it together sometime? I'm sorry, I know that kind of came out of nowhere. Like, we don't really know each other, so just forget it. I should really get out now, I think. I've intruded on your relaxation time long enough. You really want me to stay? Thanks. I'm really scared right now, to tell you the truth. I wonder if you're just saying that out of pity. I hope you're not. Yeah? You'd really want to go hang out with me sometime? That would really mean a lot. Maybe this is too much to just push onto a person after you first start talking to them, but I guess I've kind of always wanted to be your friend. I don't know what it is, but I was always drawn to you. Oh, that sounds so creepy, doesn't it? I don't know what's wrong with me, but never mind, forget I said anything. You felt the same way about me? Really? Oh, I'll admit I'm really nervous. Even the hot water isn't enough to stop me from shaking. Maybe it was fate that brought you here tonight. Like I said, this place is almost magical. I wonder. I hope that my parents treated you well when you arrived. And I'll make sure that you get a discount on your room. It's not fair for somebody in school to have to pay full price for a place like this, especially in the off season. Huh? They already gave you a discount? That's good. Sometimes they can be, a little bad about the prices. My mom's a real shark, I guess, when it comes to business. This place used to be kinda dead before she started taking control. She's turned into a real tourist location. At least for most of the year. During our off-season, she likes to get all of the assets together and go through paperwork, boring stuff like that. But it does give me plenty of time to just think and imagine what it would be like if I were more confident. Or like the other people in our class. I don't know. It's probably not a good idea to constantly be thinking about how much different I want to be. And then still not changing anything. You like me just the way I am? Well, I like you just the way you are. Not like in a weird way, but you're cool. And I admire you. Don't ask me why, I don't know if I could put it into words, but the fact that you've talked to me so openly tonight and let me talk to you, it's meaningful, and it makes me happy. In fact, this is probably one of the happiest feelings I've had in years. I feel like I've accomplished something by being able to tell a near stranger these sorts of things. Like a weight off my chest, I guess. I don't know what your friend's situation is like, but maybe we'll be able to form a group of people that we like hanging out with. And then neither of us will be lonely. Not that I think you're lonely or anything, but I always hear the more the merrier, you know? And I want you to be happy. I don't want you to feel obligated to spend time with just me, you know? Where you're trapped spending time with the lonely girl to make me feel better. I don't want it to be awkward. So, here's my promise moving forward. Once the next semester starts, I'm gonna work really hard to make lots of friends. And I hope that you'd be by my side for that. Small steps, though. First, I need to actually get used to spending time with you, I guess. Is that all right? If we spend time together one-on-one for a while? Just so that I can shake off some of my nervousness. I like sinking into the water. Normally I don't want to get my hair wet, but today I don't mind. I could use a real deep cleanse. You know, legend has it that the waters of the spring can actually wash away the impurities of the soul. I don't really know what that means, and I'm not sure I've experienced it personally, but maybe If I soak here long enough, I'll become a better person. It's nice of you to say that. It's not that I think I'm a bad person, but I'm just not like other people, and I want to fit in more. Maybe if I wish hard enough, I can, I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to avoid actually putting work in to change myself and to make changes in my life. The world's complicated like that. Thank you again for listening to me. And I hope I didn't ruin your experience. The spring really is a nice place. After tonight, you should come back sometime. In the off season. Or, I mean, the on season too. But I'd like to show you all around the area. There's a really lovely little forest. And there's some streams that cut through the woods as well. There's this big old rock that I like to sit on. It gets this ray of sun right through the leaves on the trees. It's perfect for drying out after a soak in the spring. Warming up when it's a bit chilly out. Or just letting the light wash over you. I guess I've been in the hot water long enough. I really am gonna head back now. Do you mind, turning away while I get my towel? I trust you. No peeking. Okay, I'm done. I'll, see you for breakfast tomorrow. I hope. Thank you for everything.